you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You can't be hot and not that cool, and that's Megyn Kelly, and you can check her out right now paddleboarding in the Bahamas in a bikini. Tanline Tuesday on Twitter. I gotta get more on there. I get overloaded with tan lines, and I'm thinking, did I post that up yet? Did I post her last week? Did I have her? So I hate to repeat tan lines.
Oh, you're going to have to keep a little better track of that.
Well, it's tough because you look at these hot chicks and with tan lines.
They all look the same.
They end up looking the same after a couple of 2-3 years of retweeting them out. Yeah, so.
I'll just keep a running catalog in your phone.
I do.
All of those pictures. You can go back and look through.
They're all in my phone.
That's what you should do.
It takes hours to look through that. You don't know how many bikini chicks are on my phone. It's crazy.
Aww.
No, here's what's crazy about it. You're sitting somewhere and you go, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. How big's your son? What's your daughter look like? Let me show you. And then you got to zoom through just skin.
I think I saw her on Tanline Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. No, but a lot of these guys.
In fact,
no,
you did.
Unfortunately, Todd, the dudes get it, but I've done it to women, like housewives.
Sorry.
I'm a perv. Yeah,
they don't know. They don't follow us on Twitter?
Probably not.
Well, that's on them.
There's a bunny fight on Twitter and Facebook, too. Easter Bunny kicks some ass in Orlando. Check it out. It's funny.
You should tell them, you know, we invite locals to participate in Tan Line
Tuesday. If you've got some tan lines and a little skin showing, you don't have to really show us the major parts, but just show the tan lines. Feel free. I will share those.
Yeah.
The locals, I'll definitely share.
Just at TNT yeah. Radio Empire.
Yeah. Just send the email.
Mm-mm. Or if you know somebody.
Yep. No dudes. It's for the ladies. It's for us.
Once in a while, we like to put the foot guy on there.
Yeah, I do. Just a big old nasty foot.
Oh, no.
Damn, Madam Secretary's a toss-up.
It has a flip-flop tan line on it. Those are always hot. A hairy foot with a flip flop.
A hairy foot. Yeah, that's his hot.
That's a good tan line Tuesday picture.
Old hairy foot.
As a matter of example, they are telling us that tens of millions of Americans will get about 80% of their Social Security benefits by 2035. The annual report projects the program will be spending more.
What years is that now?
That'd be 16 years from today.
From
now.
That would affect us, too.
They say the program will be spending more than it's bringing in by 2020, and trust funds will be tapped out by 2035.
We need to stop giving super rich tax breaks. We need to.
So,
People really need Social Security.
Well,
and
most people
worked all their lives.
Right. Very easily, if they just put the Social Security tax, maybe even brought it down a notch, but taxed a little bit of all of your income. They have a limit. There's a cap on
it. It's 135
right
now.
If you make $1 million a year,
$135,000.
Yeah, you pay in on maybe your first paycheck, and that's it. Then you're done for the year.
$135,000 is where it's at right now. $132,500 or something like that. Craig did the story earlier. I wanted to look it up. Check it out. He talked about it off the air.
Yeah, I don't know why they make a limit on that. Because they don't make a limit on paying. You only have to pay income tax on your first $100,000. That's not a rule.
Yeah, I don't know. But the rich will take care of you. It's called trickle down, Craig.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, people.
Yeah,
By the way, the ill-informed electorate will keep voting in the rich because they think the trickle down.
Because they
work.
Know the rich guys.
They will give them money. They'll give them money.
No, rich guys will adopt them and take care of them, buy them cars and buy them houses.
That's a scary thought, right there, Craig.
Everybody gets a sugar daddy
because both sides of the aisle kick that can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can't keep kicking that can.
Yeah,
I mean, what are you going to do? Tax a 25-year-old 30 years from now, double their income to pay for some old people?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Of course, we'll be voting for that.
Yep.
I need my Social Security.
Right. Screw my grandkids, right?
Just keep kicking it till I'm dead. I don't care. Screw the kids.
You mentioned this briefly yesterday, but there is a guy that broke the Guinness World Record for the most times seeing the same movie in theaters. And this guy went and saw Captain Marvel 116 times.
In what span of time?
It was two.
It was like he spent, he probably saw it 3-4 times a day.
And Push had a good point. The money situation. Well, you added it up, a couple thousand bucks at least.
Well, yeah. I mean, 116 times is what? It's probably an average of $10 to go see a movie.
No, he probably hid under the seat. So he could just...
Oh, just stay
maybe.
There?
I don't know.
No, because they can't take his word for it.
That's right. He has to have the tickets.
Oh, he's got to have
the tickets.
Proof, doesn't he?
Stubs. And it's only been out 6 weeks. It came out on March 8th.
Show me your stub.
So if it's only
he saw it 116 times. He needed to see it 104 times to break the record. He actually had to take time off of work to do this.
Good use of that time.
He had to employ long lunch breaks to do this. He says he spent a minimum of 14,268 minutes in the theater. They said, why'd you choose Captain Marvel? He says, I like superhero movies. He says he knew it was going to be around for a while, so it would still be in the theater long enough for him to do this.
I don't know how much you like a movie, but I just don't know how you would just go to crazy.
But it's not this movie that he was trying to see.
It was just a movie,
and he picked this one.
But he had to just stare at the screen. Could he sleep through it?
But he went back for 12 extra showings. He broke the record and then saw it 12 more times.
Yeah. He says looking back on it, he would consider a Disney movie because they're shorter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, this one's 2 hours and 5 minutes.
But the singing would drive him crazy. To be official, he says he has to have certain pictures taken, like in front of a movie poster. He has to have two written witness statements saying that he was actually there. This guy has also gotten a couple of other world records. Odd ones. If you can imagine that, he completed a half marathon while wearing the most T-shirts.
Oh, so he's an idiot.
Yeah, but at least that one you don't have to invest half your life.
But why? Who cares?
Well, you got to invest enough time to be able to run a half marathon.
Yeah.
You know what? What's his girlfriend think of all this?
No comment. Not available.
What's his wife say?
Okay, so these two things don't necessarily go together, you wouldn't think.
When does he have time for all his friends?
He completed a half marathon while wearing the most T-shirts, and he also holds the record.
Okay, how many T-shirts?
For the fastest time to drink a liter of gravy.
Oh God.
That is a much coveted prize right
there.
Is
that like milk? You would throw it up no matter what?
We talking brown gravy, sausage gravy?
We talking brown gravy.
Turkey
I've
gravy.
Given you the information I have on that one. And even the number of T-shirts, no idea.
What kind of, I'd probably go brown gravy.
Then what? Then what kind of gravy besides brown?
Brown gravy, sausage gravy, turkey gravy.
Yeah.
Man. I'd probably go brown gravy.
I like all that. Probably not sausage gravy.
No.
And turkey gravy seems thicker.
Oh, well, no. Sometimes turkey gravy can be pretty thin.
Yeah.
That might be the easier one to drink if we're talking about drinking gravy.
Yeah, we are talking about drinking
it.
We're not talking about putting it in mashed potatoes and eating it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, generally turkey gravy is probably the thinnest consistency. That's probably the one you want to go with.
Now, we know you can't drink a whole gallon of milk because you throw up. Physically impossible to do that within an hour.
This is just a pint of gravy.
A liter.
A liter.
Okay. That'd be a little more than a quart. I would direct that to Adele. If you had to drink a liter of gravy, what kind would it be?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Yeah. Or any one of the people calling in right now who may have drunk a liter of gravy.
She just had a baby. Relax.
And I think that was like 7 years ago. I haven't lost.
Great voice. Very pretty lady.
All my gravy fat.
I mean, that's good for her throat, man. Gravy.
Yeah, I just...
I'd buy that.
Yeah.
I'd buy that one.
You're an easy mark there.
Yeah,
you'd buy that.
No, Tyler and I have switched. The first thing in the morning is a cup of gravy. And then we go to the coffee.
All right. Mixes well. I don't puke at all.
Yeah, you retch a little.
And lately, it's been over 25 years since we first got together. We just started doing vocal exercises before the show starts.
Yeah.
Oh.
We do our scales and arpeggios.
Good.
It's not pretty.
A-I-O-U. If I'm doing that in the morning, I'm hungover.
La, la, la.
I did that yesterday. Well, I wish I had some of Todd's pocket gravy.
Speaking of Todd's pocket gravy.
I don't remember.
Going to take a long time to work up a liter of that.
I got time.
Okay. I'll make the effort.
Todd, is there alcohol on the menu for this evening?
I don't know.
For me, there is.
I'm not planning on it.
I'm going to have a couple beers. My old man's in town, so.
Oh, of course.
He flies in now, so I got to.
And if I do, not a lot.
All right. I was just curious.
Yeah, we didn't make any wagers on your behalf.
No. I almost lost $8 last week.
Almost.
Now I know that Social Security's gone. I got to keep that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the rest of us are just trying to get that much worse.
That's right.
Nearly half of Americans want a bigger focus on religion within the United States.
Oh, God.
The Pew Research Center study published also said that 18% of Americans are against the idea of a bigger focus on religion.
Me too.
The study reported that Sweden, France, and the Netherlands feel the opposite from Americans. More than half of France and the Netherlands... more than half of the people in Sweden and about half the people in both France and the Netherlands are opposed to religion playing a key role in society. Among the nearly 30 countries surveyed, France and Japan had the lowest proportion of people in favor of strengthening religion's role in society. And the country with the greatest number of people in favor of an expanded role for religion... You may be stunned to know that is the Muslim country of Indonesia.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How about that?
Yeah, they like to kill people.
How about that?
Yeah, as long as we keep killing people in the name of religion, that's always great.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're doing now.
Right, that's how it works. Somebody blows up a mosque.
Yep.
And then they retaliate by blowing up a church.
Yeah, that goes on forever.
And then the cycle continues.
All right. Yeah. Oh, Nick Cage's...
4 day wife.
4 day wife. Thank you.
Yep.
That's a death pool name next year. Nick Cage's 4 day wife.
He's got the Asian fixation too, man. She's another Asian chick. It's like his third Asian wife, I believe.
They were married for 4 days.
4 days.
They he asked for an annulment.
And what's she want, Craig?
Spousal support.
Can she get $100 for every day they were married or something like that? Or $1,000?
To maintain the lifestyle she was accustomed to.
How long they lived
for that family? How long? It's more than that. Here's the deal. The lawyers have gotten involved.
Was there a palimony suit? Were they together longer than that?
She is claiming that she's missed out on job opportunities thanks to her relationship with Nick Cage. She's saying that her reputation has been hurt by his allegations about her.
What do you say about her? I missed that.
Something about money and sort of thing.
Okay.
And they were fighting earlier in the day that they got married. They were fighting later on.
Great.
It's always something. She's also asked him to pay for her legal fees, of course.
Was there a prenup?
No. They just got married. He said he'd been drinking to the point of intoxication before he got married, and he lacked understanding of what was happening.
Oh, it's good to know he's still Nick Cage, man. He'd be a guy I'd want to party with. Have a few beers.
I don't think you could keep up.
No, I couldn't keep up. Yeah. I'd like to have a few beers with him. You know?
No, it would be.
And end up marrying him.
Leaving Las Vegas.
All right.
Wasn't that how Vince Neil got caught?
Eventually, it would be a contest to see who could drink themselves to death.
Vince punched some guy outside of a casino.
And with Nick Cage.
Him and Nick Cage rolling out of a casino at like 7 in the morning, and somebody got up in Nick's face, and Vince just punched the guy.
And Vince punched him because he was bugging Nicolas Cage, and Vince Neil punched him. I love that story. I was in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
They're buds.
And they'd been partying all night.
Right.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says that his company will have self-driving cars on the road by the end of this year, and a robo-taxi ready to go in 2020. He says that software for safe self-driving cars will be ready by the end of the year. No one else is saying that.
Nope. So if you're homeless in Tempe, watch out.
Other people are saying it's at least 10 years away. He says by the end of the year.
Have you seen the commercial? A guy and his wife and the two kids in the car.
Oh, it looks like he's texting and driving.
And she's screaming at him. The kid goes, "Dad, Dad, Dad." And he goes, "Okay, hang on a second." He's texting. And you think there's going to be a car accident.
Yeah.
The first time you see it, you think it's a car accident. No, it's not. It's a future commercial, not that far in the future. He goes, "Okay," stops it. He goes, "Movie ready." Both his seats turn around. The kids' seats turn around. They look backwards, and there's a big screen. And it's driving like on the coastal highway.
Yeah,
in California. And just they're watching a movie, and it's going to go down a coastal highway off cliffs, basically.
Wow.
That better be way in the future, because there's no way in hell I could do that.
Because I know if I'm driving down a scenic California Highway 1, I'm going to want to watch a movie.
Well, even I didn't even think of it that way. I'm thinking, you're going to trust this car?
Well, probably.
Eventually, you're going to.
At that point, you probably are.
Well, this isn't like Orville future. It looks like it might be a couple years from now.
Yeah, I know. Of course, they're going to exaggerate.
It's a crazy commercial.
Yeah. But I believe it's going to happen.
Oh, I think I'm not fighting it. I don't know if I'll be the first one.
I don't know if it will happen in our lifetime, but I think when it does happen.
I think it will.
Yeah.
No.
When it does happen, I think the roads will be safer as a result.
Once they nail it, and I'm right. But no, it's not going to be. People will still be. In our lifetime, people will still be behind the wheel majority of the time. I think some of these cabs, but he's.
But I think it will lead to fewer traffic deaths.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Of course it will, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll lead to some horrible ones at first.
Oh, yeah. You're right. GPS takes you off a cliff.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Some of that's going to happen.
This road used to be here. We didn't update the GPS.
Now, Elon Musk says that what he sees is the people that have their Teslas, they get them to work. And then during the day, while those people are not using their vehicles, using those Teslas for self-driving robo-taxi service.
Got it. So you can make some money off it on the side. My car's got a side job. I love that.
Yeah.
Why not?
You don't have to be an Uber driver anymore. You can just let your car do it.
Right.
Yeah. Time for your car to go out and pull its weight.
Get your side hustle on.
Oh. Hey. Short.
All right. We can do it. Chinese woman.
There, she's a woman.
Okay, that's all the time we have time for.
Swallowed a 5-inch metal spoon.
Hey.
She was trying to remove a fishbone from her throat.
That'll work.
And so she pulled out the metal spoon, and she actually swallowed the 5-inch metal spoon. Now, she didn't feel any stomach pain, so she didn't go to the doctor for several days.
Dr. Mina talks about the day in the podcast. Check it out.
When the woman finally went to the hospital, they performed an X-ray and found the spoon had caused some erosion in her intestines.
Oh, so it went past the pyloric valve?
Apparently so.
That's my new medical term.
Good
I learned that
job.
One today.
10-minute surgery got it out of there.
Take
but
it out,
nevertheless,
take it out. Take it out.
If you swallow a spoon, take it out.
Yeah.
There you go, kids. You learn anything today. Swallow a spoon, take it out.
Like ending the show with a good lesson.
Dr. More Mina joined us. Check out the podcast. We talk about swallowing things with Dr. Mina. Big section, that podcast.
That should be the segment.
Swallowing things
Swallowing
with Dr. Mina.
Swallowing things with Dr. Mina. From here on in, I like we'll it. Call it that.
Richard Reese joined us. Nick Allen will be here tomorrow, right?
Yes, he
All
will.
Right. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.